Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Well, it is a short week, and it's been so long since I got to play that I had to go looking for the button. But joining us now for the first time, because it's been hunting season up there in Nebraska way. From Chambers Custom, this is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. How goes it, sir?
Oh, I'm better than I deserve. How are you?
I'm not better than I deserve, I'll put it that way. But anyway, that's all beside the point. How was the hunting?
Well, it was fun. You know, I got to spend good time with my dad and Eric and my buddy Scott. And then this last weekend... This last weekend I went and down to Missouri to one of my client's farms and hunted there with him and some of his friends, which was a great time.
He was hunting with his dad. And you should be hunting with your dad, Joe. We're getting to an age now to where dads are, you know. How old is your dad?
He's 70. Yeah.
70. Well, he's still got a lot of mileage left on that chassis, pal.
Yeah. He told me when he was here, he says, I think I got 10 more good years in me. And I'm like, all right, well, let's keep getting it in, then.
There you go. Showed Joe a picture. I sent Joe a picture of a gun the other day. And Joe, did you see the email I sent out for you?
I did. I read that. Yeah, that's great.
So I think we'll find something out here shortly, although we will have to turn it into a media event, and you will have to get Brandon and Eric will have to pole dance behind you while you're showing the gun.
Eric could probably be down for that. I don't know about Brandon.
Well, you know, Brandon's a good-looking guy. I don't know why he would not. Turn it into a media event.
Pretty modest.
I think they refer to the way I have dolled this one up as this is like a, they call it a thumper configuration. Mm. Except you're not going to thump, you're going to go suppressed. So I showed Joe my lever gun 4570 with all the stuff on it. You need to be in a lever gun. You need to be in a lever gun.
Well, I've got a couple. I've got a couple of Marlin. I got a Marlin 3030, and I've got a really cool Winchester. It's a very rare gun. They only made 1,000 of them. It's a Centennial version of the Wrangler with the 16-inch barrel and the giant loop that I picked up from a guy. But I always have wanted a 4570, and well, now we're going to make that happen. Hopefully.
Well, I think so. I think so. Joe wants to join the Brotherhood of the Henrys and all that other stuff. And I noticed the other day when Steve was posting some picture on I don't remember what, but he had his row of his deer guns, and one of them is a lever gun that's all dolled up like mine.
Oh yeah. Well,
I haven't quite figured out why. I haven't quite figured out why. Besides, you can attach stuff to it. Why putting a rail on a lever gun is a smoking hot idea? What are your thoughts on that?
If you're like me and you're running night vision, and you can put your Maul and your Mod Light IR light on there, it makes perfect sense. Because then you can use it at night to kill things at night, quietly. Because 4570 running suppressed, it's pretty darn quiet.
Yeah, it will be pretty quiet. I've seen some people shoot those at 4570 with them suppressed, but I don't know. The Mod Light, do they make a Mod Light? My biggest problem with Mod Lights is how big they are. Because they're big.
They make a shorter one. The head is the size of the head, but they make a shorter body one. They make one that takes a little short battery.
I just don't. I don't think that if I'm bringing the gun up, that the entire head of the flashlight should be protruding past the barrel. Yeah, the barrel.
You set it back a little bit. I mean, that's you use the mounts and you set it back a little bit. It'd be all right.
In any event.
Or you could just run a suppressor and then you don't have to worry about it sticking out far at all because it'd be behind the suppressor.
There's that. There's always that. Now, while you have been hunting, I have seen a couple of renditions pop up on Instagram and everything else. But while you've been hunting, you have not been building, correct, or working, or however you would characterize your day.
Oh, I've been working some. I've been working some on a few projects at night as time allows, But I've been reviewing. And making sure the guy's work is good. Eric finished the Fat CC, which is the carry comp model of the Fat WMG, and actually finished that, and I sold it to a guy that one of our clients that really wanted it bad. And Brandon finished a really, really special gun that I'm going to put up for sale. It actually belonged to Chuck Pressburg. It's his personal gun. We built it as a backup. It's a light fighter, and we built it as a backup for him. And then he decided that his regular light fighter runs so good that he doesn't need a backup gun. So I'm going to put his personal backup gun up for sale, brand new in the box. And then Kevin has been plugging away on a couple of guns for clients, Fat WMGs for clients. So I've been staying busy, just making sure their work is up to my standards, and as well as working, I've been working on this three-gun project that I owe a gentleman in California. I've been working on it to try to get it done. I'd like to try to get it done before Christmas for him because that would make a cool Christmas present, I think.
I can imagine going under the tree, looking at a box. I'm like, somebody bought me cutlery again? Okay, fine. Opening it up and it'd be a Chambers gun.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, it's a, yeah.
Could it be three of them?
Are you giving three to one person? Is one person giving three?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, no, I can't. No, I cannot. I have had my hands on three Chambers guns since I've known you. One of them, well, both, two of them yours, one of them mine. And, no, I can't imagine seeing three in one room at one time. Although, I will be sooner or later, so, I'm not too upset about it. But, that would be just the thing. Coming up on the first break, we're going to get into the 1911 University very right in the next segment. If you are interested in becoming one of the rare, one of the few, then you have to start by going to Chambers Custom. There, you can look at what they have available. You can look at what's coming up in 2022 and get on the list. Being on the list is worth it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom, because this is 1911 University. Have you had to do any forums lately? Have you had to do any videos lately? Any takedowns?
Yeah, I did. So I did a video. right before I went to Missouri on a Rock Island 10 millimeter. It's on YouTube. Pretty decent guns that they're turning out for the dollar, I think. They're a low cost alternative to getting into the 1911. You know, it's a good way to get into the 1911 fairly cheap, under $1,000. And I just think that there's a lot of good in that gun for what it is.
Among the guns that are out there that are under $1,000, is there one that you particularly like more as something, you know, the entry point for somebody into the 1911 platform?
Oh, I like, you know, I've always liked the Ruger. I think that's a solid gun. The Rock Islands seem to be a pretty solid, decent gun overall. That's about it.
The Ruger?
Yeah, the Ruger and the Rock Island both.
Okay. 10 millimeter.
Yeah.
Is the 1911 platform a really good platform for the 10 millimeter?
It's as good as any other, I think. You know, I mean, there are a lot of options in 10 millimeter, and I think it's probably as good as any of them.
I like 10 millimeter. I noticed that. I noticed that your guy Steve went out and shot a deer in another county with one of your 10 millimeter pistols.
Yeah, he shot one. What is it, 88 yards or something?
88 yards.
Yeah. That's a poke with a pistol. It really is.
How many people take your guns and use them for hunting? Because, hunting with handguns is a special kind of, I don't want to call it lunacy. And I'll tell you why I say this, okay? I have an uncle. My uncle is responsible, believe it or not, for Glock being in South Carolina back in the 70s back in the 80s. He's the one that went to sled and said, "This is really a good gun. You guys should look at this." My uncle used to be a Silhouette shooter of some note. And he's also sort of flirted with law enforcement, working on the, you know, on the edges of that. And he used to like to take people out and go boar hunting with a, you know, with a cowboy gun, with a single action revolver.
Mm-hmm.
And more often than not, he would show me a video and he'd be like, "Now watch this." And the boar would come out and he would say, "Now this is going to happen because boars have really bad eyesight." And the boar would slam into him and knock him over. And how he didn't have his legs cut out from under him, I don't know, but he never got slashed. He never got slashed, but he would always wait till they were right there and pop them. And he'd be like, "That's the easiest way to get a spine shot." And I was like, "What? When he's like 2 feet in front of you, he's about to collide with you?" That was his thing.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a good plan to me personally.
I didn't like it. I mean, I was just watching the video of it, and he would just have a little chuckle out of that. He never got hurt by it or anything. If that had been me, I would have bled out in those woods. That boar would have slashed me good if that had been me. So, how many people like to use your gun? And I mean, do they use your guns because of this? I've heard it referred to when I've let people shoot it as being uncommonly accurate.
Yeah, I would say that's true. I mean, I have a couple clients that have 10 millimeters that hunt with them. One down in Florida in particular that has the only fat WMG in 10 millimeter that we've built. And I know that he hunts, he hunts hogs with it. I don't know what level of success he has had, but I know that he does hunt it. Steve obviously hunts and kills a deer every year with the 10 that I built him. I hunt with a 10 millimeter that Brandon built, and I thought I was going to get a shot the other day on a deer with it, but I didn't, so now I have to wait until January when late season comes in to try again. Eric actually killed a deer, a doe, during gun season with I sold him a Ruger Super Blackhawk 44 Magnum last year, and he shot a doe with it this year. I was really, really happy and proud for him.
Now I know why you're not going to SHOT Show. You'll be hunting, won't you?
Well, I'm not going to SHOT Show because they want masks and vaccines and all that garbage. But
that's
yeah,
also
I'll probably be in the woods during SHOT Show.
Now, are you a bow hunter? And I'm curious about this.
Yeah, I primarily bow. I only rifle hunt now because my daughter, Alexa, she likes to bow hunt, or she likes to rifle hunt, but primarily that's all I do is bow hunt. I usually start taking off work pretty heavily around the 24th of October, and I hunt pretty much every day from then until rifle season with a bow. A lot of days I'm in the woods all day long, and then when rifle season comes, I cater to her and my dad and Eric and a couple other buddies and take them around to places to hunt. I hunt, but I'm really there for them. And then as soon as rifle season's over, I'm back at it with a bow again.
Well, we don't have time to get into this because I've got a question for you as a bow hunter and as a gun builder, because this is an interesting position. But for those of you that are interested in what Chambers Custom does, you can follow them a variety of different ways. On Instagram, they're listed as Chambers Custom. On YouTube, they're listed as Chambers Custom. On Facebook, they are listed as Chambers Custom. Following them means you get to see a lot of behind the scenes, and it's well worth the look. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
AAA is advising travelers to hit the road early Thanksgiving morning. This after the Auto Club is predicting over 53 million Americans will be traveling for the holiday. Since most are traveling by vehicle, the agency is saying the worst traffic on the roads will be Wednesday afternoon and Sunday after 5 p.m. As gas prices remain at their highest level in years, White House Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm addresses high gas prices as President Biden releases 50 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to ease costs.
We have a short-term issue and we have a long-term issue. Relying upon volatile sources or relying upon fuel from countries that may not have our best interests at heart hurts the American people in the long and in the short run.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Kyle Rittenhouse gives his first interview after being found not guilty.
Kyle Rittenhouse on Fox News responded to candidate Joe Biden falsely calling him a white supremacist.
Mr. President, if I could say one thing to you, I would urge you to go back and watch the trial and understand the facts before you make a statement. It's actual malice defaming my character for him to say something like that.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is in Baltimore, Maryland Tuesday, touting a $22 million grant for the East-West Priority Corridor Transit Project.
For it to take longer for someone who lives here in Baltimore to get to work or school than it takes to get here from Capitol Hill if you do have a car shows you what needs to change, and it's part of what is going to change thanks to this very important project.
He says it'll help connect people to opportunities, jobs, and education. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom, fresh off of his hunting with the family, hunting with his dad, hunting with his daughter. And you're a bow hunter. And in Nebraska, what is the most predatory animal that you guys have there?
Mountain lions.
Do mountain lions ever go after hunters?
Not more than once, because we can carry a pistol when we're bow hunting.
Well, that was what I was going to ask. Because I've been doing this thing for years now here with Dean Weingarten, and we'll talk about guys that are out hunting elk, which you're deer hunting, yeah? Do they have elk in Nebraska?
We do, actually, yes.
Now, apparently a lot of these bow hunters in other places besides Nebraska or from other places besides Chambers Custom, they will go out into the wilderness, and they'll do their hunting and have their fellowship and, get their tags and all this other stuff, but they won't carry a gun with them. And I've seen video of, like, one guy that was out hunting with a bow, and a black bear comes running up on him. And this guy, he completely loses it. He can't function. And he ends up getting tackled by the black bear. Now, the black bear doesn't kill him. But while he was trying to pull that, get that arrow on the line, he couldn't do it. As a matter of fact, he flipped out of his hand. and he didn't have any backup to go with him. And I hear time and time again, I'll hear about guys, some of it's comedic. Like, I don't know if you heard about this, but I think this was out in Colorado. And a guide had taken a guy out. They were bow hunting. And they killed two elk, I think. And they came back to clean them and everything, and two grizzlies found them. And the guide emptied a bottle of bear spray on one of the bears, and he yelled at the guy, I've got a pistol in my backpack, get it out. And he had a Glock 20. And instead of chambering around, he dropped the mag and pulled the trigger, and of course there was nothing in it because he didn't have a round chambered. And then he threw the empty gun at the guide. And they found the guide.
Very poor form. Very poor form indeed.
Very poor form indeed. But you, on the other hand, you carry. What do you carry when you go out?
I usually carry my 10 millimeter.
Yeah. Do you have like a chest rig for that?
Yeah, so I carry a Kenai chest rig from Gunfighters, Inc. And Fisher actually turned me onto those. It's really comfortable. It fits underneath my coat or my jacket or my overshirt. And it stays out of the way of the harness because I hunt out of a tree a lot. And so I wear a safety harness. And so it stays out of the way of that. So it's easy to get to. It's easy to draw. It's really tight to the body. And, you know, if you're sitting 8, 10, 12 hours a day in a deer stand, it doesn't get in your way like appendix or waist carry does.
Do you ever go hunting anywhere besides Nebraska?
Yeah. Well, I just got back from Missouri.
Okay.
That was a great trip. We have land in Arkansas, so occasionally I get down there to hunt with my dad. Not as often as I would like, but once in a while I get down there to hunt. And then I guess Brandon and Eric and I are working on a plan to maybe do some elk hunting next year out west. I don't know where we're going yet, but I'm leaving that up to them. I told them if they'll plan it, I will pay for it. Let's go.
I've always wondered about that, though. I would never go into the forest, into the woods, into the wilderness without at least one firearm.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's why I have that 45-70, and now I've got a Poly 80 10 millimeter.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd probably take both.
What's that?
I'd probably take both if I went into the woods.
Yeah. I mean, I do a lot of walking around in the dark here. And I don't go in the woods without a handgun in the dark, or a rifle, or sometimes both, depending on what I'm doing. I mean, we've had our neighbor to the south, about 3/8 of a mile away. He had some calves disappear last year, or no, not last year, year before last, that were mountain lion related. So I don't ascribe to going to the woods without a firearm for any reason. I mean, it's just, our mountain lions are, I think as a general rule, mountain lions are more afraid of humans than they are, you know, angry at them. But why would you take the chance of being mauled by a mountain lion? That's just silly, you know, and, if you can prevent it, I think it's wise to prevent it. I know for a fact that last year, Eric, on one of the farms that we hunt, had a closer than he would like encounter with mountain lion. He was bow hunting, and as he was getting to where he was going to set up, the mountain lion started screaming in the woods, and he spent the next 45 minutes of darkness sitting there with his pistol with the light turned on, scanning the woods. He said, I wasn't sure I wanted to stay, but I made it all the way out there, so I was in it.
So what does Eric take to the woods when he goes?
He takes his 1911 that he built. It's a 9mm bobtail with a light on it. I think he's running TLR1 from Surefire
String light.
No, he's not running that one. He's running the little miniature shirt.
Okay, the SXC10 or something like that?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm running the TLR1 Alpha on my small guns. That's actually what we're putting on the YC squared gun, is the TLR1 Alpha.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it just look better in the form factor or something because of the size of the gun?
I like the features of it. You know, I played, Fisher's the one that wanted to use that light, and so I played with it. I played with the Surefire version, you know, the little small Surefire one. Both of them are fine, you know. I mean, they're both small lights, but I find that I like the features on the Surefire or the Streamlight better myself.
Right.
Fisher was right in that regards. It has a little bit bigger head. I think it has a little bit better output. The controls on it are a little bit nicer, and it looks better.
Well, check it out. We're coming up on the last break. Joe Chambers is, he builds a gun that is, it's hard to compare it to others. When when I get various double stack 1911, 2011s, they'll be like, have you compared it to the Chambers? And really, that's not something to do. It's not something to do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal. And talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, Savannah, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We've been talking. It's 1911 University with Joe Chambers. Excuse me, Joe. I'm having the bad throat today. The bad throat, my man. So, is there anything new to look forward to in 2022?
From us?
From you.
Oh, man, there's always new stuff to look forward to.
Is there any that we can talk about, though?
Yeah, we've got the new Chuck Pressburg Freedom Fighter that I'll be bringing out this winter sometime. That's a pretty awesome pistol. Brandon's going to build those, I think. We've got, and that's a wide body 2019, all stainless. With some special engraving on it to commemorate 9/11. We've got a series that I've been working on myself, which is I was supposed to have it done 2 years ago or a year and a half ago, but I've been bogged down with other stuff, but it's called the Sapphire Series. It's a anniversary series for my 10-year anniversary of the shop. That's a set of guns that I'm selling it's a series of guns that I'm selling that I'm personally building there. 38 Super Commander Bobtails Black Knight Pinstripers. Those are going to be pretty awesome. Of course, the YC Squared that Brandon's building now, that's a sweet gun that we did with Fisher. I'm building a gun for a very special friend of mine, calling the gun the Milgauss. And it's a wide body gun that is sure to set people's britches on fire when they see it. I should have it done, probably by February.
I look forward to seeing some of this stuff. As far as the, now, do you have any new collaborations coming up?
I do, but I can't really go into that yet.
Oh. Oh, I see.
Yeah, I have a couple things on the table that I'm working on, so.
Because the last collaboration was awesome.
You like that, the KAC gun?
I did. I like that. How is the AR-15? Do you have that one? Do you have the AR that goes with it?
Yeah, it's an AR-10 and 6.5 Creedmoor.
Okay.
So I have mine that I had to get for pictures and whatnot. And I actually shot it and sighted it in. I put a Vortex PST-2 Viper PST-2 on it. The 3-15 by 44, and I shot it right before deer season just to get it sighted in, and it shoots amazing. It's really phenomenal. Just love that rifle. Fisher gave me a LaRue aimpoint mount, and so I'm going to put a T1 on top so that I can. It'll basically be my ultimate end of the world rifle.
Right.
I know some people go, but that's a 6.5 Creedmoor, 5.56, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that's cool. With the Creedmoor, I can shoot out to 1,000 yards with ease. And it's short enough. It's got a 16-inch barrel, so you can do close work with it also.
But a 6.5 Creedmoor in an AR platform, how many rounds come in the magazine? How many rounds will fit in it?
20.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's passable.
You can also run the D50s from Magpul, and, if you want a lot of weight. I mean, 20-round mags, it's the same configuration as a 308 AR-10, only it shoots flatter, faster, farther. So... I think it's a pretty hot setup. I put a big bodied mod light on it with the head that has, it's like, I forget what they call it now, but it's a really tight beam and it has like 1300 lumens and 36,000 candela. I mean, it's like just turning darkness into daylight with that light. So with that, and the red dot on top, and the Viper PST-2 scope, and I mean it's a hot setup. Eventually, I'll finish saving my money up and get a maul, and put a maul on it. That's my next purchase for it. that became the ultimate. This is the rifle I grab, The only other thing that I need and/or want to get for it is I want to get a suppressor for it, but that's work. I'm working on that. So,
as a manufacturer, can you manufacture suppressors?
Oh yeah. Well, Brandon and I, we made the Long Dong for my 338 Lapua.
So that means you don't have to go through the NFA or any of that other stuff that I have to go through if I actually got it. Anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I just make it, and I send them a form and say, I made this.
And it's lovely.
Yeah, super easy that way. Wonderful.
Well, if you got it that way, I think you should do it as often as you possibly can.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think so. And, other things that are doing really well. Patreon has really blown up the last couple of months since I started doing more video reviews, and some of them I'm leaking onto YouTube. And then what will end up happening there is after the first of the year, so I started Patreon a year ago, and we're up over 200 members on the 1911 University Patreon. And so after the first of the year, what I'll start doing is I'll start leaking the videos that I shot this year over time. I'll let those out a little bit at a time so that people can see what kind of content is involved with that. Because it's, I think it's cool. I think it's important to show what we're doing there, which is quite literally showing the math behind all of these different guns. And, I try to do a good job of being fair and equitable each time we do one. And, I'm not, I'm not doing it to trash talk guns. I'm just doing it to show people the math so that they can actually see exactly what they're buying. You know, a lot of people want to be able to look at and see what they're buying, and there's nobody out there telling them that. You have all these YouTube reviewers and Instagram reviewers, and they go, "Oh, this is the greatest gun ever." But is it? What is your quantitative? You know, how do you quantify that? You know, what are you measuring that on? Because it looks cooler than the last one you reviewed? Well, that's cool. I mean, that is a point for sure. But is it the best metric to measure how somebody's going to spend money, whether it's, you know, $1,000 Rock Island or a $5,000 custom gun, semi-custom or whatever? So, you know, doing the math and showing people the math is really starting to pay off, because people are now able to literally see exactly what's going into these guns and what they can get for their money. And I think that's important, that people can see that.
Well, I'll tell you this. All I do when I review a gun, because I this is my pay grade, all I do is say, "That shoots good."
Sure, yeah. Yeah, and then, look, there's nothing wrong with that. But for the people that want to see, you know, a more quantitative analysis of the gun and see what the metrics are, this is a way for them to do that.
That's the way to go.
They can see the math. Yeah, they can see the math, and they can see a comparison. And what we're seeing now, you know, like, for example, I've reviewed a number of...
I'll tell you what. I'm too busy listening to you and not paying enough attention. We have run out of time. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours at Chambers. Tell Heidi I said hi. Tell the fellas I said hi. And thank you for joining me this evening.
Thanks, Bill. Have a good evening.
Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.